The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It's my privilege to welcome in this segment Aaron Baer, the president of the Center for Christian Virtue, who is here to explain why his organization continues to spread hate. How's that for an introduction, Aaron? Aaron, are you there?
Hang on, Bob. Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Bob?
I can hear you.
Sorry. I think I might have dropped my phone there when you introduced me like that. But there's some places I'm used to that introduction, not on Bob Burney, so you got me.
Well, let me explain. Over the weekend, David Mahan, one of their fine staff members, a wonderful man of God that God is using in a mighty way, was invited to speak at a mega church in the Cincinnati area, and he spoke on transgender issues and how dangerous this can be to children. And Aaron, from what I understand, he did it in a very straightforward but very compassionate and factual manner. But there were members of the LGBTQ plus family that were offended, and now the church has apologized for the fact that David spoke the truth. That's kind of a synopsis. Fill us in on the rest, please, and clarify.
Yeah. You know, this is a. There's just so much to unpack here, and I really, honestly, Bob, I want to start off by saying we are grateful that Crossroads even was interested in the topic. They saw a video of David preaching, and it reached out to us for him to come and share. And you know, this is a tough thing for people to talk about. But what's so important, and what. You know, we have just been saying we don't want to get lost in the all the controversy around what you know, Crossroads statement and everything that's happened since then is David's simple message that children are being sterilized today, and there's five gender clinics in the state of Ohio that are doing this, and you know, from David's experience before David came work for us, he's been in public schools for the last 20 years, suburban, urban, rural. Like this gender, gender transition, transgender ideology is being forced on kids everywhere. If a family thinks, you know, that was one of the heartbreaking things from that day, was the families that came up to David afterwards and said, we had no idea this was happening, and now our kids wrapped up in it. And thank you so much for telling us about this.
But didn't David receive standing ovations?
No, yeah, that's right. After all three services, standing ovation, people thanked him. I mean, the staff thanked him. Like at Crossroads, they thanked him. And then, you know, the backlash happened of some sort or another, and you know, they ended up taking down all the videos. Like the webpage that David was on is no longer on their website. Well, I mean, it's almost like it didn't happen.
Aaron, listen, you folks have been very gracious on this. I've read the statement that you have released, that David has released. You've been very, very gracious on this. And I want to be gracious as well. But we have a megachurch who faced some controversy because David spoke truth. He spoke truth, and the LGBT community came. And this is my opinion, not yours, and I'm not putting words in your mouth. This is mine. This evangelical church basically threw you and David under the bus because they didn't want to offend the LGBT community. And I'm seeing this over and over, Aaron, where the evangelical community does not want to offend, and therefore they either neglect the truth or at times even deny the truth.
And I think the part for us, as we've been praying through this, Bob, because we've really wanted to take very seriously the biblical commandment to seek peace, especially to seek unity in the body.
Sure.
But the thing that I feel like is lost in all of this is, and our big concern is the people at Crossroads that felt. There was such a sense of relief in the room when we were, I stayed for all three services, that finally people are talking about this.
Yeah,
and, okay,
right,
we're not
right.
the only ones hearing about this. And the problem with when we are so politically correct or so afraid to speak to these issues, we're actually not being loving. We're hurting our own people, and we're hurting we're even hurting the LGBT community because no one is out there waving their hands saying, hey, this is what you're doing is damaging. I mean, in the transgender context, it's damaging to your body, but it's also damaging to your soul
right.
because you're denying this beautiful, you know, I gotta be honest, like the lead pastor of Crossroads Church, Brian Combe, used a great analogy that he had a conversation with David on stage afterwards, and he used a great analogy that I thought was so powerful of like, you know, it would be like what transgenderism is like taking, if we went and took a Steven Spielberg movie and cut like a little snippet of the movie out and put it out of context and tried to say, well, this is what he was trying to communicate through this movie, and take a piece of art like that and say, this is what it is now. That's what transgenderism is it's taking something that God designed beautifully and mm-hmm. in his image and, you know, destroying it. And saying, no, this is what it's supposed to be, and undermining this thing that was made beautiful and knit together in the womb.
Well,
and again, you know, we said that on Sunday and you know, ultimately kind of undermined the message.
Yeah. And again, I don't want to be overly critical, but this is a church that promotes themselves as being cutting edge. We will do anything yeah. but sin to reach people. That's kind of their famous phrase. And Aaron, it breaks my heart that a church with that much influence, and of course, the local media in Cincinnati's picked it up, the newspapers, local TV, and
right.
because of the apology from the church, it looks like the church is saying, yeah, you're right in the media. These people are a bunch of hate mongers, and we don't want anything to do
yeah.
with them. And you literally yeah. got thrown under the bus. Rather, the church. Hey, listen, Aaron. You know this. If you take a stand for truth, you're going to be in controversy. Okay, you can't avoid that, and you got to yeah. take. You got to decide what side you're going to stand on. And again, this is my opinion. I'm not putting words in your mouth. This church had a choice. Do they stand with an organization that is desperately trying to tell the truth with compassion, or the LGBT community, and they didn't choose you. They didn't choose you.
That I'll just say, 2 Timothy 4:16, Paul writes, at my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. They did not be charged against them. And we're in good company. And honestly, Bob, I hope this is just a sign to the church of encouragement to say, guys, it's coming for you, but you make it through to the other side.
Absolutely.
And they could cancel David. They could cancel CCV. They can't cancel the gospel. And we're going to, you know, we're here to serve. We're going to continue to serve Crossroads. We're going to continue to serve any church that is interested in preaching God's eternal word. Because nothing's going to get in our way to do that.
CCV.org. CCV.org, the Center for Christian Virtue. Hey, listen, Aaron, keep telling the truth and give David encouragement from me and from my listeners. We stand with you. We stand with you. You're doing great work. Keep it up.
Hey, grateful for you, Bob, and how you take to the truth every day. And they're coming for us. They're coming for you. But yeah, we're not going anywhere.
So man, and
I
we
appreciate
will,
you, brother.
And we will stand together. Aaron Baer, president of the Center for Christian Virtue. You pray for them. They're on the front lines. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to continue just a little bit on the story we were talking about before the break. Aaron Baer, president of the Center for Christian Virtue, could only spend that first segment with us, and I'm grateful that he was able to take that amount of time with us. But it deserves a little further attention because we all need to learn from this. There are certain little phrases, sayings, principles that you hear on this program all the time, and it's intentional. One of them is when you try to please everyone, you will end up pleasing, say it, class, no one. Or if you prefer, nobody. And yet, there is this move within the evangelical church today. We cannot offend anybody. Which leads me to the other phrase that I say all the time. The devil lives in the extremes. And one extreme is the whole God hates fags thing, and I've dealt with that over and over and over again, an evil, unbiblical extreme. Then there's the other extreme. God really doesn't care. God doesn't care about your sexuality. God doesn't care who you sleep with. God doesn't care. God just loves everybody. He accepts everybody just as they are. Well, that is an evil, unbiblical extreme as well. And even in the evangelical community, many movements and many churches have adopted an attitude of, well, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We just want to love people. We just want to get them in, and we just want to tell them how much they're loved. Well, hey, the most loving place on planet Earth should be a Bible-believing church. There should be no place on this planet where there is more genuine love than in a Bible-believing church. But real love is not always accepting. Jesus was not accepting of all things. What about the woman that was taken in adultery? Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. And those religious leaders were going to stone her, and Jesus didn't condemn. Well, you've forgotten a very, very important thing that Jesus said to her. Go and sin no more. No, he didn't condemn her, but he said, stop. You have been forgiven. Don't do it again. Go and sin no more. Jesus was not silent on sin, but he was incredibly loving. It is not love to withhold the truth. Can I repeat that? It is not love to withhold the truth. God, in his word, has given us standards for morality, sexuality, marriage, family. It is God who set those standards. And when we violate those standards, guess what? Not only does it displease God, it hurts us. That's something else I emphasize often. The only reason God ever called anything sin is because it hurts us. So, this, and I'm not even going to mention their name again because it's not my desire to attack them, but this mega church with several campuses down in Cincinnati invited David Mahan from the Center for Christian Virtue to come because they had seen him speak before. He dealt with the transgender thing and sexual dysphoria and the danger of hormone treatment on children and so forth. He got three standing ovations in all three services. Pastor and staff of the church, after he was finished, came up to him and said, "Wow, thank you for coming. That was really great. I'm glad that you could help our people." Many, many people came up to him in the church after the services and said, "Finally, somebody's talking about these issues. Thank you. We're dealing with this in our home," and so forth. And then the LGBTQ community in Cincinnati got wind of it, and they began complaining. And they got hold of local media. Here is an illustration of what local media in Cincinnati said, and I quote, "Comments made by a guest speaker at a local megachurch during a sermon Sunday angered members of the LGBTQIA plus community. David Mann, the director of policy with the Center for Christian Virtue, made homophobic and transphobic comments in front of a congregation." No, he didn't. He told the truth. But anyway, after his message was received extremely positively by the overwhelming majority of the congregation and even the pastoral staff, the LGBTQ community started to get a hold of the church and the local news media. "We're going to tell people that you're homophobic and transphobic." "Oh, no, no, don't do that, please. Well, that's what we're going to do." "No, no, 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 no." So they issue an apology. They issue an apology. Part of their apology says, and this is a quote from the church's apology to the community, "Regardless of a person's sexual or gender identity, we welcome them and love them as does God." He welcomes them when they repent. He will welcome anybody, no matter what their sin, if they repent. But he does not welcome them in their sin. That's a false statement. It is false theology. And here's what happened. This big megachurch in Cincinnati had to make a decision. Do we throw a Christian organization under the bus in order to please the LGBTQ community? Or do we stand for truth? Well, we know what decision they made. It's the same decision evangelical churches are making all over this country. Folks, we must love like Jesus loves, but we must tell the truth.